AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif spoke by telephone today with European Council President Antonio Costa, who has endorsed Pakistan's peace efforts aimed at helping to end the conflict in the Middle East. A statement from Sharif's office said the Prime Minister briefed Costa on his ongoing diplomatic initiatives. It said the two leaders expressed concern over the ongoing hostilities involving Iran and Gulf countries and their potential effect on the global economy. Meanwhile, on Truth Social, President Trump says his administration is in serious discussions with Iran to end military operations, but he threatened mass destruction of the country's energy resources unless a deal is reached shortly. And Spain says its airspace cannot be used by U.S. planes involved in the Iran war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Defense Minister Margarita Robles says Spain has closed its airspace to U.S. planes involved in the Iran war. Madrid had already said the U.S. could not use jointly operated military bases in the country for operations related to the conflict. Robles told reporters on Monday this was made perfectly clear to the American military and forces from the very beginning. Therefore, neither the bases are authorized, nor, of course, is the use of Spanish airspace authorized for any actions related to the war in Iran. Spain's government, under Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, has been Europe's most critical voice of US and Israeli military actions in the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street is set to open the week with gains as oil prices continue to climb. From California to Minnesota, elected leaders and civil rights groups are scrambling to distance themselves from Cesar Chavez's name in the wake of allegations that he sexually abused women and girls during the 1960s as he became the face of the farm workers movement. Efforts have been widespread to rebrand events ahead of his birthday, March 31st. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Braylon Mullen sank a desperation 35-foot three-pointer to send second-seeded UConn back to the Final Four with a 73-72 Elite Eight upset of top overall seed Duke in the NCAA tournament.
I knew I had to put one up, so man, I'm just happy that was the one that went down tonight.
Top seed Michigan reached its first Final Four since 2018 after routing Tennessee 95-62 behind Yaxel Lindeborg's 27 points. Top overall women's seed UConn beat Notre Dame 70-52 to secure its 25th Women's Final Four appearance. The UCLA women are also Final Four bound after rallying past Duke 70-58. In golf, Gary Woodland won the Houston Open. NASCAR, Chase Elliott beat Denny Hamlin at Martinsville Speedway. Yannick Sinner won tennis's Miami Open. In NHL, the Golden Knights fired coach Bruce Cassidy and replaced him with John Tortorella.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.